Good morning. There we go. Good morning, everybody. Hey, Kyle, thanks so much. Man, I don't know if you wake up early all the time, Kyle, but I think you're the 100% club. Hey, I wanted to share something with you guys. This is the view out my studio window that we're competing with every morning. It was so beautiful this morning, I had to grab a shot. And then one other shot I wanted to share. Dano, member of this group, where's that, Matt? Said, could we see your studio at some point? So I just took a shot of just right now. This is a studio. If you guys are interested in doing live video, totally happy to walk you through this. But whiteboard over here. This is a little controller that controls all the different angles and shots. Laptop, my notes, comments on the iPad, big screen. There's camera one, camera two's like over here somewhere, pointing at the whiteboard. All right. Now to what we're here for. Just had a little extra time this morning, so happy to run through that stuff. Okay, let's dig in. Day, what do we have here? I think I have the magic button. Day 18. Yes. Hey, have you ever been on a flight where the captain comes back to take your drink order? Have you ever seen a doctor and have him fuddle and make calls about your insurance information and weigh you in before your appointment? Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen Keith Richards plug in his own guitar? No, none of those things. And there's a great reason for that. Delegating any duties that allow you to stay in your king and queen on a project makes everything better, from the way you feel to the energy you give the product, from the way it starts to the way it ends. The more you choose to stay in your zone of brilliance, all right, an important word for us today. The more you choose to stay in that zone of brilliance, the faster, the better, the more impactful your project becomes. The fact that you can do something is a terrible reason for you to be doing it, and it has nothing to do with whether or not you should be doing it. The litmus test for any task in a creative endeavor is this, in this world of abundant outsourcing possibilities, is this. Does this task require me to be completed? Does this particular task, not the milestone, clearly that does, but does this particular task require me to be completed? If we insist on doing everything ourselves in an attempt to save money or time, we are costing ourselves much more of both than we're saving. Our time, our energy, our creativity, and our capacity is a valuable resource. It's limited resources. If we insist on learning to design, to build, research, manage, and/or every other simple or complex part of a project, it gets cold and dies on the vine. Today, we will look at the most valuable ways to keep you in the left seat of this project and let the crew do their parts. The value of a team is something that can inspire you to bring your A game while they bring theirs. The compounding growth of your project will feed your soul, your capacity, and your success. All right. So it sounds scary. Yeah, the whole idea. We're going to knock that out today. So after the timeline that we made yesterday, sorry guys, I'm still working the throat. A lot more drinking breaks today. After the timeline we've been yesterday, there are several places on there that are somewhere between it's a hassle and it's a soul killer. All right, I'm sure you saw things in there, whether they were admin or creative or building something or a website or design or research. There's a dozen things that have to happen between where you are right now on that project and where the end is. We had that nice timeline on the board yesterday. There are pieces of that are other people's complete joy. They are your version of doing magic, of playing music, of singing, of telling jokes, of juggling. They're are people who hold those tasks that you have to have done in the same way that you hold those artistic skills. Guaranteed, I know those people. I'm going to share some of them with you here. My notes. Yep. So there's a dangerous practice among solopreneurs that we have to do it all ourselves. It's a killer. It's a killer. And if I can save you one bit of time, I was a victim of this for way too long. And if I can slow down your curve, I will feel that this day was successful. What we tend to discount is the value of our time. But what we should really realize is the lack of our expertise and the long-term costs of doing everything ourselves. All right, we all have projects that we've sat on for too long. You stated them here when we began this thing. There's a cost to those. All right, they crush the soul. They compact our belief in ourselves. They build momentum to do more of that, more waiting. They make the waiting almost seem comfortable, and that's dangerous. That's what we want to stay away from. That's long-term costs. The excuse of that you can't afford a team member or someone to do those is doesn't hold water. Maybe that was a realistic excuse back 10 years ago when labor costs were super high and hard and you had to do 1099s for everybody. And, you know, it was just a lot more work. With the advent of the outsourcing world, it's time to update that belief, time to complete the old belief around that stuff. What you can't afford is to launch your project poorly or half-assed. I guarantee you, it'll do what I said a minute ago as far as killing the soul and your belief in yourself, others' belief in you to create and put out good content. I'd rather see you do a project that you can do properly. You know, if this one is too big, this one you've chosen, I'd rather see you do one that you can do properly. Leverage that success to the next one. Scale up. You know, if... Your idea was to create a big movement. What's a halfway to that you could do while utilizing some outsourcing and not having to do every single bit of it yourself? Then scale up on that success. All right, let me dig into how we're going to do this thing. This morning, I am going to give you some unfiltered opinions and tips, strategies, and actual resources for outsourcing. Some of the people I use, they'll be listed on the replay page. These are just great people that I've curated over the years and kept on my team to do really everything that I need to have happen. The idea of a team is no longer the domain of the successful. You know, I said a minute ago, that used to be, I can't have a team. I'm just one person. I'm just doing one thing. I'm just starting a movement. I'm just trying to write a speech or trying to build a website or trying to create a massive movement or get some songs on YouTube recorded. Or book myself at casinos. I mean, all these different things that you guys have sitting on your list of what I want to do, you know, they are ideas that can benefit from having other people bring their expertise to it. In fact, having a team, it's no longer the domain of the already successful. I would say it's required for admission into that club nowadays. There's just too many things that need to happen for any one person to do them all. So my favorite ways to do this thing, I mean, if possible, and this is high on my list, it may not be on yours, but the more I've done it, the more it becomes my A game where I go to start to see if I can do things. Local youth. Yes, local youth, wherever practical. They're cheap. They are eager to please. And you'll be giving them a glimpse of the value that they can actually bring to the game. Because I work with a lot of boys through Boys to Men, these initiation weekends. One of the big things I hear is we don't know if there's a place for us. They don't use those words, but that's the message coming across. Where's our place in this world? You know, it seems like everything's done for them or everything has to be done by adults. So tell me, if you can use local youth, great. My son is doing so much video editing for my clients. It's kind of out of control right now. It's funny. It's a kind of a part-time job for him. Well, he still holds down a heavy high school load, but you know, he's getting to see where he has some value he can add to this world. And whether he ends up doing that or not, doesn't matter. Stepping onto the ladder of being a productive member of society. So local youth, if that's an option for you. And you know, this is harsh, but I want to tell you this from the bottom of my heart, after at least 24 experiences that started well and went south, your mileage may vary, but if you haven't ever tried it, I'm going to advise you don't and just skip over it. Do not use outsourcers from India. There, I said it. I'm sorry to cut off an entire country like that, but their work ethic is absolutely unacceptable. And it's across the board. I mean, I've never found an exception. The absolute best and maybe only good hour of an outsourcer from India is the very first hour. There's something in the work ethic there. They just go all overboard, and then the communication falls away. Excuses, shoddy work, and apologies are all that happen after that. So as you're on Fiverr or Upwork, block that country. And I hate doing that because, it just doesn't work with the work that we need done. Philippines outsourcers, A number one. I mean, after local youth. Philippine outsourcers are fantastic, impeccable work ethic, creative, great English. The time shift makes it so beautiful for really anywhere in America. In Europe, it's probably pretty good, but not as good. I mean, I'm 14 hours behind Philippines. So, boy, when I end my workday and I say, here's all the things I need done in the morning, I wake up in the morning and voila, it's just sitting there waiting. So it really feels like movement's happening all the time. You're on time, 11, perfect. Good. So Philippines, high recommendation. All right, for web designers, you know, and I've messed around with everything, you guys. I have messed around with everything. I'm going to put a resource on the replay page of a guy who's done three great projects for me so far, and I don't think I'm ever going anywhere else. $50 an hour, which may sound huge, and most projects don't even take 10 hours. So weigh the difference there. So for web designer, go American or Canadian. Don't mess around with anybody else. Don't, it's really interesting, but I have just had to swear off any overseas for important website projects. Yeah, can they do some HTML? Can they do a touch up on a page? Probably. But boy, for concept beginning to end, I don't go out of the country anymore. It costs more and it's so worth it. I mean, it has to be a project that just gets done and allows you to move on to the next thing. And that's where you'll run into problems with foreign outsourcers on website design from the ground up. It's your business, your first impression. Don't hack it together. Again, I'll have links at the bottom to all this stuff. So all this is about staying in your own genius and pleasure. Words of a great teacher of mine, Bill Lamond, who was responsible for the completion work we did early in this program. But, you know, he talks about this joy of us staying in our genius and pleasure and what can happen in that place. That's where your time, energy, passion, and emotion get multiplied. All right. Not just one-to-one, but the more you can stay in that place, the more you can say, here's the way I see it. Now you do it. That's when you win. I'm going to bring something up here. Take a second of my time, but not too bad. What did I put this under? Yeah, I think I put it under this. Many chat flow. Yeah, this is good. So I want to show you guys just two things of what can happen, how this looks. This is something that literally has made us quite a bit of money in our business right now, and it's something that I knew had to happen. I knew I had no experience, no desire to do it whatsoever. How do I do this, Flow Builder? I just know how to go in and see what he's done. Yeah, so this is the kind of thing, you guys have probably all experienced this. This is when you go onto a Facebook Messenger and you type in something and a whole flow begins happening. Those are automations. And what those look like in the real world are this. So this is what I did. Let me bump this up a bit in size. This is what I just told this. I wrote out everything I wanted to have happen. So they opt in using the button, and then it asks them all these questions, and it has all this live interaction with people, this robotic interaction. It actually guides people towards getting more connected with our brand, with what they came here to get, which is relief from their addiction to sugar. And it does it beautifully. But this is all I had to do, was sit and imagine what I wanted to have happen. what someone in Philippines did, my outsourcer, who I'll link to you, this was $30. And take a look at this, you guys. $30 in about an hour, and I woke up, and this was all done. And yeah, we had to touch it up, but this is the exact flow people go through. This isn't a thing called ManyChat. So we're running about 100 people a day through this beautiful automation. And, you know, I was not going to learn how to do this, but once it's done, I can even come in here and look, oh, this is the way it works. This is some text I want to change on this one. So, you know, it's just the idea. Can I write it in English what I want? And then who do I get it to make it happen by the time I wake up? And like I said, I wasn't going to learn this for $30. You know, this is a programming language. This is the ability to take words and put it into a flow. And some of you may be thinking, oh, I could do that. And I could do that. And I don't want to. That's not genius and pleasure. It has no right being in my world if I want to keep moving forward. Because while he was doing that, I was having the next idea. Or I was writing day 14 of this program. I was doing something that required me. So that's, boy, I could get so passionate kicking this thing in the butt. All right. So let me just talk briefly about skill required of becoming a good boss and the leadership skills that you'll develop in doing this. I mean, there's a great bonus. You get your work done and you become really good at doing this. Just three things I want to tell you right off the bat. Treat them well as employees, not as friends. There's a real line between that. It's real easy to say, you know, become too friendly, and I will advise against that. You know, they don't expect that. It's extra labor on them. They usually have a lot of people they're working for. You know, what do? Do you got family? It's like that doesn't even come up. But treat them well. Amazing job on this thing. Next time, could we do this? You know, we talked about that feedback loop of what and why, right? The feedback. I use that with outsourcers all the time. Here's what worked. Here's what would have been better. It's fantastic. I don't have them self-evaluate. Don't have time for that. But that's all right. Use video to tell them what you want, you know, or document like this, but I would typically just make a Jing, J-I-N-G. It's a free screen capture utility. There's other ones for Mac. Maybe that's for Mac too. Snagit by TechSmith. Great one. I'll link all these on the page down there. Wonderful ways, but for as much as you can, make it easy for people. Maybe their English isn't 100%, but if you can show people on video what you want on a screen capture, what you want, you're going to do it. Don't ever give your passwords away. Don't ever say, here's my password, because they're going to have to get into your sites and into your things. Just about everything allows you to set up a second user. You can give them their own password, or you can use something called LastPass, one word, LastPass. It allows people to access using your own password without ever showing them the password. It's free, and every outsourcer worth his salt has a LastPass account. You can find that at LastPass. Okay. I'll list my favorite sites down at the bottom. I'm running a little short on time here today. I'm running short on time. Yeah. What I want to tell you is money replenishes, you guys. Time never replenishes. Money always replenishes. You'll always make more of it. You know, just the way you can afford to take flights or go to a doctor or go see the Rolling Stones, those three people. Money replenishes. Time will never. Good. The action for today, we're going to dig into this in a couple minutes here, do it kind of quick, and then we got a good question at the end, and we'll probably end at 25 today. So look at your timeline from yesterday. Hopefully you got that somewhat close by in your work here. Quickly put a value, a dollar value on your time per hour. Mine, just to keep it easy, is $1,000 an hour. It just, that's what I put my time at when I'm in my genius and pleasure. Make up a value for your time for an hour. And you know, that's divided by how many hours you want to work a year and how much money you make a year. That's where it's currently at. All right, what are the tasks leading to the milestones that slow you down? Looking at that list. Just do it quickly now and then come finish this work after our session today. But look for the tasks leading to each milestone. You know, we had those milestones on that picture yesterday, four of them leading up to January 4th, I think we ended up at. What are the tasks that slow you down? Circle those. What are the steps on that timeline that you're already ready to let go of? Just from our talk today, you just kind of say, man, that's what stopped me. That's what kept me from doing this thing, making that call, doing this research, writing that landing page. researching 12 people that I need to contact. This is a great piece. I've been working with one of the members of this group, and she sent me this thing she's doing, and she just texted me back right away. I have a heap of them, and I've outsourced for someone to collect even more data for me. Boom! You know, without even waiting for today's call. I just love that kind of stuff. So, I mean, yeah, she found out what she wanted. And then you just give it to one of these nice Philippine outsourcers that you have that you'll see them on this page. I mean, come on, it's $3 or $5 an hour. And in the morning you have 10 or 12, 100, whatever you order, a spreadsheet of them. All right. So what tasks are you ready to let go of? How hands off can you be in the growth of this project? This is just something to think about. You know, if you've been thinking I'm going to do it all myself and now Barry's throwing all these crazy ideas into my head, just get a gauge on how hands-off you're ready to be. Does it feel like a relief? Does it feel like a new burden? Blessing or burden? You know, we've been dealing with that stuff. All right, so pick one task in the project, circle it, and agree that this is something you're not going to touch in this project. Commit to outsourcing it just on a limited time trial. One little piece of it. Maybe it's not even the whole task. Maybe it's a piece of it. Commit to it so that you can feel what happens. Feel what happens inside of you when you take some of the burden off yourself and light up somebody else's life. Give them a place to play in their genius and pleasure. Yep. All right, you guys, let's head into this.
Hi, Barry. I'm wondering what kind of bookmarks and tools you use to differentiate between when you're releasing perfection and saying this is good enough and when you're settling. Thanks
Sarah. Awesome question. Hopefully you guys were able to hear that. Good enough versus settling, you know, it's fantastic. I'm getting such experience in that doing these 21 days. You know, I knew when I put out this idea that this was going to be a growth edge for me, and to me that's the most exciting thing in the world. When I have an idea and I go, it's scary. And then the second thought is, well, you know, you're going to do it. So scary. But every single day I'm getting to test this feeling of, is this good enough? Am I settling? And I can happy to say that this thing has been a slam dunk for me. It's been felt really good. So the number one thing I think about, Sarah, and I think about this with this project, does it read, show, or sound complete? Right? There's a wonderful writer, teacher named Adair Lara. She wrote for the San Francisco Chronicle for, I don't know, 20 years. She teaches writing, and I was lucky enough to do some classes with her in San Francisco. Got to the heart and soul of writing, and she said, you can always keep going. And the question to ask yourself, is it good enough? Is it good enough? I still remember what happened to me when she told me that. It felt like a huge relief. So this is, as Stephen Pressfield would say, this is the realm of the amateur. The pro knows for sure that not every piece of work is going to be her best. Guaranteed, it's impossible. And in fact, Sarah, as you create this amazing movement that you're creating, and I know you're doing it, it just feels so good every time we talk about it, keep that book, The War of Art, by your side, by your bed, by your toilet. This book should never be out of range of you. Get a Kindle version, have it on your phone. There are short essays that will always answer where you're at right now. It's as close to magic as I've ever seen. That book needs to be in your head. And look, there have to be clunkers. I don't know that I've had a clunker in the 18 days we've had so far, but there is one day that I kind of went upstairs and went, I wonder if I nailed that one. And it has to be. Nobody ever approaches a ladder and jumps right onto the fourth rung. You can't do that. It's just not the way we climb a ladder. So know that there are going to be some that aren't perfect. Content is digested so rapidly these days that the more important thing is to be seen, to be heard, to be read, and then have, you know, I would way rather have you being read, seen, and heard regularly than have 12 pieces of content on your hard drive that are almost ready. My gosh, it would just kill me to know that. You know, we could retouch forever. Is it good enough? Does it get the message across? Does it sound coherent? There's this symbol, you guys know this one, this is Japanese Kaizen, and it talks about constant, never-ending improvement. It's a philosophy, and it's a benchmark for us. It's what we need to be doing as creators. Think back to the very first time you walked on stage. Woo! Hold that image. All right, you guys, great day. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Our Sunday versions, which I still wrestle with a little bit. Should we have taken Sunday off? But it's all right. We'll make it doable for a Sunday. Have a great day, everyone. 25. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.